That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinesthetics, baby. Kinesthetics.
Tick Knights.
Tick Knights podcast.
Huh?
Oh, my bad.
You're good. You're good. I think this should be... That's good.
Tick Knights podcast.
No, we're not going to cut this. This is raw.
Rob,
Blimey, yes,
baby.
You have like a solid introduction that you use every single time over.
Yeah, Tick Knights podcast, baby.
Tick Knights.
Let's go. Tick
Knights. Tick Knights.
Get
it? Because Kino S, and then wait. Listen. So it's Kino S, right? The Ticks. That's where it originates from.
Yeah, the Ticks.
The Ticks. The Ticks.
And then the Knights was like,
Ahmed's original.
Yeah, it was just like when I knighted them. Like, wait.
You have been a knight.
Knights. Wait. And then, whoa, it popped out, you know? Yeah. But yeah, you know, today, what'd you guys do today?
Okay, so we're going to follow up on the diet and whatnot. So what I was saying is, if you just cut out the 12-ounce pops, for a whole year straight, that's 30 pounds of fat right there, gone. Right there, that's all you got to do. Just cut out pop for a year. You know, I don't know why people are so addicted to it. It's not even good. It doesn't, the whole carbonated thing is... Tastes like butt.
It's the sugar. Sugar is extremely addictive.
Yeah, that's probably what
it
is.
Once you hook on
and
it,
by the
it.
Way, the diet ones, those are the ones that are worse for you. Don't like if you're craving a pop, drink a pop. You're better off drinking a pop than drinking a diet pop. That's how the more unhealthy. The reason it's zero calories is because they added all this extra chemicals in it that made it zero calories, but it's super harmful for your liver and kidneys. So
Yeah, it's all those like unnatural
sweeteners,
like aspartame, and all that stuff.
Yep.
Just take ultra.
No pop. No pop.
Replace it with water.
No pop equals zero. 32 pounds gone right there.
Damn. No, knowledge.
Yeah, baby.
Knowledge. Abudi. You think when do you think you'll be squatting 405?
405.
You have something in your eye.
Where?
Let me get it for you.
You got it?
Let me get it.
Whoa. I think I'm falling in love. Yeah.
405, definitely by the end of 2019. If I can get it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I'll probably get it by 2019.
June, July.
Yeah, definitely not getting there. My knees messed up. I have inflamed knee right now. Tendonitis. That's
all
what
right,
Doc
so,
says, but
I
think
this.
I tore something.
How about the mental aspect of diets?
Mentally?
Yeah, mentally.
Mentally, I think... You know what? Let me talk about there was like a little while before I tore my ACL, like I think it was Ramadan, that 2014, like beginning of 2014, I started like getting it 2014. I was to say 2014. But anyway, yeah, like the beginning of it, I started like trying to lose weight. I was even like, overweight. Remember when I gained like 10 pounds? It was just literally 10 pounds of fat, but it didn't even show on me. And I was like, no, I'm gotta lose weight. Whatever, and then my brother's like, ah, you're getting bullied. I'm like, screw that. And then I got into this, which I thought was healthy, which was not at all. I
you
started
becoming a vegan?
No.
Oh my god.
I have a vegan pre workout. Not telling you.
Wow.
But what happened was, I literally cut off dairy, cut off like snacks. I wasn't even like we go to our family meeting every Saturday. Used to. But they would put snacks up. I wouldn't even eat anything. I was just like, no, I don't want whatever.
I remember yeah.
Remember that time?
Yeah,
yeah. I got to a point where I literally started like basically starving myself, and I went to because I was so hungry and I didn't want to eat any like dairy or whatever. I would go inside, I would open the fridge and literally grab like jalapenos. I was just chewing on this. It was, and I hate jalapenos. That's the biggest thing. But the biggest thing that I did learn from that, I think that was a point of like my discipline was so high. Like I've never had that much discipline in my life. I that taught me like so much. That was the biggest thing for me over there that I learned was I had so much discipline, where like. It right after I tore my ACL, I lost
like
so much weight.
You're traumatized by your ACL.
I am very traumatized.
You talk about how
but I talk no, but I the reason I talk about it is that was like a very turning point right there in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about like if
crazy
you cheat,
stuff?
You know, if you cheat on if you have a strict diet and you cheat on it, what's your opinion?
The cheat. So there's a couple of things. I feel like there's a lot of people that are on either side of the extreme. Mm-hmm. So there's some people, you know, they'll allow themselves to sweep every single day. You know, I'll just have this cake, you know, a little piece of cake today, a little piece of cake tomorrow. You know, and they don't realize how much that adds up at the end of the week. You know, that's an extra 500,000 calories that added up. And then there's the other extreme where people are beating themselves up. You know, they'll be going good for like a week straight. And then one day somebody brings in cake at work because it's somebody's birthday and, you know, they have a slice. And then they just, you know, they can't help themselves. They want a little slice. It's been a while, right? They eat it. And then they beat themselves up about it. Like, oh, you know what? I have that cake. I threw off my whole diet. That's it. I'm a failure. I can never diet again. It's not working for me. And that's also like another side of the extreme. You need to find a happy medium in between that.
So even if you eat a piece of that cake, like think about it think about it in like a week interval instead of, oh, that's the day I broke it. And that's it. My whole diet is off track. So where you can, you know, just lower out through the week, just instead of eating your, let's say you're on a 2,000 calorie restricted calorie diet. And so you eat this cake and it is whatever, how much, just cut them off throughout the week, day by day. There's like 100 less a day, whatever it is. And that's how you can like, you know, hold yourself accountable to it instead of just breaking your whole diet because, oh, you know, I messed up this one time.
That, you know, what bothers me the most is those, like when people try to... I can't eat carbs because they think carbs are going to make you fat. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Carbs don't make you fat.
Listen, the way carbs make you fat is if you eat a shit ton of carbs, but you don't use them, you just sit at home, you're sedentary.
Exactly.
You gotta utilize that energy. That's what it is. It's just carbs are for energy. So if you just sit at home, it's going to store in your body. That's how it does become fat. Your body's like, oh, I got all these carbs. I got to save them for later when I do need it. But you don't ever move, so you never need it. So it just adds on. So just start freaking moving.
No, but that's the biggest part. We're ending it.